Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now for something completely different. King Charles is, I don't know if he cooks at home, he probably does, but yesterday he did reveal his tips for cooking the perfect Sunday roast, and he said it was all down to the potatoes, and that's a man after my own heart, I can tell you. Well, Catherine Fulvio, chef, teacher, cookery writer, it knows a good roast when she sees it, probably when she makes it herself. Catherine, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Cormac. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Catherine.
Is he right, King Charles? Does it come down to the potatoes, the perfect roast?
Well, there's so many elements to the perfect roast. I mean, the meat, the choice of meat is important. The finishing touches are the spuds, the gravy, you know, all those little sides that you serve with them as well. But I am absolutely 100% with King Charles on how to do the roast potatoes.
Yeah, he says, cooked in the fat from the meat, is that it?
Yes, oh, yes.
What's the difference there?
So there's two ways of doing it. You can steam your spuds beforehand, and then you can toss them in flour and get them, you know, nice and kind of shaggy around the edges. And then you put them in a pan of absolutely scalding hot fat and they roast away. I grew up on the version, and many people will know this one, where the beef, say, for example, goes into the oven. You start roasting it away. And as it roasts, the juice of the beef starts to ooze out, mixed with the beautiful fat from the rind of the beef. And then you put your spuds in that. And then the lower third of those potatoes have the juice of the beef soaked into them. Oh my God, you don't even need the beef when you've got spuds like that.
Cormac's making very disturbing noises.
Catherine, I love it when you talk dirty to me.
Oh God. So just to be clear, Catherine, you don't boil those, because I've never roasted potatoes like that before. I've never just put them straight in.
Yeah, I grew up that way where they just went straight in, no pre-cooking. Pre-cooking speeds it up.
Yeah.
But you actually get a lovely dry potato when they go straight in, Sarah, and then you can just turn them in the oil when they're in the hot pan, and they're absolutely gorgeous.
Now, you haven't mentioned Yorkshire puds. Like, I would really just eat Yorkshire puds all on their own. That's all I need, Yorkshire puds and gravy.
Would you?
Yeah, honestly. Yeah, Yorkshire. Sort of, yeah, yeah. Go on. Yeah,
it's amazing she doesn't have a cookery show, Catherine, isn't it?
Now, interestingly, the Yorkshire puds, I'm with you as well on, Sarah, but the gravy is where it can go wrong. So what I do is when I'm roasting, whether it's duck or chicken or whatever, I sit my meat on a trivet. A trivet is very simply just chopped vegetables, carrots, onions, parsnips, whatever you have, and you let the meat just sit on that, and then the juice of the meat flows down, and then you can use the juice of the meat and you squeeze out a little flavour from those roasted veg, and it's that juice that is the base.
So hang on a second here, you're saying the trivet, that the veg that's cut up, that goes into the oven with the meat while it cooks, is that it?
Yes, you sit the meat on it, so the meat's not touching the base of the oven tray as well, so that it's not overheating there.
And then do you leave the veg in the gravy? As in, do you mash it all up? I've seen Jamie Oliver do something like that. I tried to do it one Christmas, and honestly, the trouble of it, I cursed him to... Anyway, it wasn't worth it. No, you don't. Okay,
no,
so
I
go
don't,
on, tell
Sarah.
Me how you
what
do
I
it.
Do
I wouldn't be cursing you, Catherine.
I get a sieve and I just sieve and push a little bit of the veg, but because I don't like the texture of the vegetables mixed in with the gravy. Now, the next thing that you need when you're making gravy is called a maigre or a gravy separator. It's the best gadget you could ever invest in.
I have one of those.
And it simply is a jug with two spouts, an upper spout and a lower spout. You pour your juice in with the fat flows to the top, and then you pour the juice out from the lower spout. And that is absolutely gold dust when it comes to making
gravy.
So
that's instead like of tipping the whole tray and trying to scoop the oil off the top or off the bottom or whatever it is that you're doing, you know, this just separates it for you.
Way too slow doing it that way. Yeah. And there's loads of other tips as well about using ice cubes, and that supposedly freezes the fat. Oh my God, you go through trays of ice cubes and you're still waiting on the thing.
No, definitely. You haven't mentioned gravy granules. You don't use them.
Something wrong with my ears. The juice of the roasted meat is absolutely perfect. And if you wanted to add to it, you can make a great gravy. Just cook off some shallots, add in a bit of thyme if you have it, a bit of red wine, reduce it down, And then you add in the juices of the meat. And you can thicken with what they call a roux. A roux is very simply just melted butter and flour mixed together, cooked off for 2 minutes.
It's getting a bit complicated.
Is it this Sunday you're having us over, Catherine?
Oh, yeah, you're invited on Christmas as well.
Oh, lovely. Lovely. Catherine Fulvio, I think, forget Prince. Here I go again, King. Prince Charles. King Charles. We have Catherine Fulvio. All the tips you require there. Catherine, thank you very much indeed.